Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Finger. Now you can. Biometric ID inside the innovative new C-Class.
See what's happening. You'll taste the bass flow coming from a zero. Tell me what a sissy know. Funkalesson is a new flow. Stalking, walking in my big black boots. Living off the earth, eating herbs and fruits. The children await me by the mountain and the river and gather round the fire for the scroll that I deliver. The speak of a house is from the sand to the sky. And devils ever doubt and want to measure how high. Your logic reveals you, your mind can't catch it. The dimensions of a god go far beyond brackets. Coming to my oven, devils, come and you burn. I can always feel vulture with the strength and black word. You're pissing me off because you swear you're higher level. Back to your cave, get yourself together. Chili and Magilla, chocolate and vanilla. How can polar bears swing on vines with the gorillas, please? Check your reason, cause it's something amiss. My home is a void, you're drowning in abyss. I teach your funk code and don't preach a rap rhyme. Harambe to the sun as the mortals ask time.
Grand what time is it?
The funky lesson comes, the sundial speaks.
Grand what time is it?
The building of the strong are the lessons of the meek.
Grand what time is it?
My science is deep, my blackness is deep.
How deep?
Deep. Deeper than Atlantis, deeper than the seafloor, traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know. With you, the funk will never flow, but that's another blow. Make your move, thief apprentice, I never step. I'm a travel move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a batch, you just burn.
Glorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the sword to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. We lack the word of this, but now there is a brother Jay, the prince of warriors, leading masses. Stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always stalk for the glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black, white, how you living? Blowing the Nile. Teach them in immortals, the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be what it was, what it is, and again shall be. What's my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And the voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books, and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Grand what time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Grand what time is it?
Positive nature, mortals call it curse.
Grand what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balance in the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction is not a key function. Another bound the leaders cause the people keep fronting. But when they realize the body needs head, it's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Coming to the darkness, past is light. Death means meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale thief. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he select me. God make the path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, when will they learn? One slice into doors, death, no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads. If you dare, Sippy. With a key.
Yes. This is a product of WBNN. This is the O&E host intern show, and I am your host, Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, coming from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. On air now from Lagos, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, folks. And again, I'm Clev One. And tonight, we're going to interview and take a closer glimpse of the four poisons of the heart. And four poisons of the heart. All mankind need to know what's going on out here, because the poisons of the heart is what's going to deter you and divert you from the path in which you should be on. And the first poison of the heart is excessive talking. When a person talks too much, there's a list of things in which this person can be, if not one or several or all of the above. When you're a person that indulges in excessive talking, what happens is you're either this person. You're either a backbiter. You're either a tail carrier. You're either a slanderer. You're either a boastful and arrogant bragger. Or you're an ill-mannered person. Or you're a person that's a falsehood person, a person that lies when you talk too much. You know what I'm saying? Or you're just a person that's just talking. Just nothing you're saying, it's making any sense to anyone, but you're just talking. And again, folks, when you talk too much, excessive talking, the first poison is excessive talking. When a person talks too much, he's either a liar, a backbiter, a slanderer, a tail carrier, a boastful, arrogant person, or an ill-mannered person, one of a few or all of the above. That's the first poison of the heart. The second poison of the heart is eating too much eating, where when you eat too much, what's the first thing? Everybody know this term, the terminology. Oh, I'm going to catch the itis. Whatever the itis is, this is what happens to a person when they eat too much food and they drink too much of, consume too much, whatever they drink to chase the food down, and now they're tired. They need to lay down, where it makes other things become laborious to an individual. Where whether it's time to pray, whether it's time to get up to go for work, whether it's time to get up from your break while you're at work, whether it's time to do chores around the house, whether it's time to go pick somebody up or drop somebody off somewhere. When eating too much makes these things laborious for an individual. And again, folks, the important thing is it makes it laborious for an individual to pray. Because you got to look back and see how much you're praying out here. That's the second poison. The third poison is uncontrollable gaze. When a person has uncontrollable gazing, this makes an individual desire things in which is not good for them. It makes a person love things in which is bad for them, and makes them hate things in which is good for them. All types of things, where this is an arrow for the devil to beautify things for people. When you gaze at things, like a woman, for instance, a man gazing at a woman with a body, you know, she's very curvy. She has the 32, 36, 30, whatever, a Coke-shaped body, and you can't take your eyes off of this. So what happens? You're a married man. You're staring at a butt. Now that you're staring at a butt, you know what I'm saying? You got to go talk to the butt. Now that you're talking to the butt got to give you the number. Now that you got the number from the butt, now you're trying to go visit the butt. You're still a married man, but guess what? That came from uncontrollable gazing. Or let's take the criminal who want to take things from people. They see a man riding down the street inside of a BMW or a Mercedes-Benz or some type of Land Cruiser, Land Rover, some exotic car. Or whatever it is, they see him get out. He got fresh sneakers on. He got a fresh haircut on. He got jewelry on. His clothes, his outfit is more than $500. You know what I'm saying? This is something you see this person every day. You gazing at, oh, look at this Negro. Look at him. Look at him. I bet you, boom, I bet you he a sucker. Let's take his money. You know what I'm saying? That's because you gazing at things that don't belong to you. You allowing the Satan to tempt you and whisper to you that these are things that you need and he don't need them. So now that you're hating on him and you jealous of him, you want to take his things. This is from uncontrollable gazing. You know what I'm saying? You know, the fourth poison is attending bad company. And when you attend bad company, I don't care if you didn't see a person in 30 years. This could be your friend from third grade. And this is a person in which you practice things that's undesirable out here. But you haven't practiced these things in 30 years. You get around this person after 30 years and y'all have a conversation. Yo, remember we used to do X, Y, and Z and do this and do that? And, yo, remember we was running out of here and getting that and doing this and what have you? Yeah. This is your friend from third grade you didn't see in 30 years or whatever the case may be. And now you return into an evil, return into an activity in which you know that it's displeasing to yourself, others, and more importantly, your Lord who created you. So again, folks, this is a closer glimpse at the four poisons of the heart, where I will repeat, the first poison is excessive talking. The second poison is too much eating. The third poison is uncontrollable gazing. The fourth poison is attending bad company. And again, folks, when you talk too much, excessive talking, don't become a bragger. Don't become an arrogant person. Don't become a person who's in denial. Don't become a person who spreads falsehoods. Don't be a person who's a backbiter or a slanderer. Don't be an ill manner, and definitely do not be a liar. Do not be a liar, folks, because you don't have to impress us with all these different falsehoods. Keep it a bean, folks. Keep it bean buck thousand. Keep it a Benjamin. How, whatever y'all want to call it. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, 100% being wholesome. So don't be an excessive talker. If you talk, make sure that your speech is beneficial for everyone, including yourself, firstly for yourself. Secondly, folks, don't eat too much. You know what I'm saying? It was said that you have three-thirds. You fill one-third of the stomach, you leave a third for, and you drink, you leave a third for something to drink, and then you leave a third for some air. So check this out, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the next track, you know what I'm saying? Brother O, you know what I mean? Hit us with a track one time with it.
Freedom or death? Shall all be moved. Vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor. All hail funkin' lesson. Sweet tongue, grand writer of scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in a cosmos where no time and space do exist. Vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word. A sick called verb, a black steel nerve. Teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin. When a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo. I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll. African, call it black man. Brother, extract the African steps in your movements. Enhance for improvement. Grand funk, I knew a home for the phrase. Funk and lesson, the pathway.
Ready or not, yeah.
Cornbread, how can you act this? I exist on a plane where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retreat cells. Antenna my stick, picture bigger. Native liquor, figure. The plume of the trigger goes doom, not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green. It's just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundown shades and lights of dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You drop through a bit like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds. Forward, backward, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes doctors driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
Yo, so check this out, man. We got a caller coming in. We got the first caller on cue now. You know what I'm saying? This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. You know what I mean? Who are we speaking with?
Hi, how are you? This is Jerry Petito. I'm a fellow host. How are you?
Oh, hey, how's everything? You know what I'm saying? Everything is gracious right now. You know what I'm saying? Glad to hear you tuning in and tapping in. You know what I'm saying? How'd you enjoy that track? Right there, you know what I'm saying? That old funk stuff, that old funky stuff
yes.
there.
Well, yes, I'm 61, baby. I don't mind saying my age. I loved it. I loved it. But listen, man, you sound like a really cool guy, man. I'm loving everything I'm hearing and your 4 points. And I have a poem I would love to share with you based on what you're talking about. My poem is titled Balance. Can I do that for you?
Absolutely. Let's hear what kind of balance you got for the people out here. Let's get it.
All right. Life is made of choices. We all must pick and choose. We need to be real careful when breaking all the rules. I'm not saying be boring or never to have fun, but try to keep a balance with things that you have done. Sometimes too much of anything may hurt you in the end. Too much food or sex or cash could cost you a good friend. So maintain a balance in all you do. Your sanity, my friend, is up to you. For you to be healthy, it's not just your food. Your thoughts should be stable to control your good mood. Your home should be clean so you don't get sick from harmful bacteria that sucks like a tick. Even the people with time you do spend, choose your friends wisely or you will lose in the end. My choices I make from when I was young have surely changed now. My thoughts have now swung. If you're looking to find what the key to life should be, It's all up to you, friend, because you own the key. That's for you tonight.
Wow, that was incredible right there. And you know what? That correlates with everything that we're talking about here. Because all these things, all these poisons of the heart are what's going to have everything cleansed out the way for you to purify your situation so that you can move on with your life. Meaning this, you minding your business. You're not spreading things. You're not talking too much. You're not saying the wrong things. Where people say things, even if they don't understand how foolish they sound, just because they don't want to be the wrong person or the person with the wrong answer or the person that's left out of knowing what's going on in the conversation. So don't be those people, you know what I'm saying? And these are help you develop things around the home and your domestics and everything that you spoke upon. And also cleansing yourself from, you know, not eating the right foods, not too much of the wrong foods, things that's going to put you to sleep. You want to take a nap. You don't want to do nothing. You miss your alarm clocks, things like that. You was supposed to get up to do something, and you took a nap, and you fell asleep and said, oh, man, what time is it? Because you fell asleep because you ate too much, something like that. Then the same thing, uncontrollable gazing, like I said earlier. It makes people want to fornicate when they're looking at somebody too hard. Where the women, they come out, y'all come out, some of the women, I'm not going to say all of them, but women come out dressing provocatively, and men want to gaze at these things. And then we gaze at the women. We approach the women. We, you know, these are women we're not supposed to approach. We engage in sexual intercourse with these women. Something goes wrong. Next thing you know, it gets violent. Someone gets hurt. Someone goes to jail. Things get destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And these are the curses that come from uncontrollable gazing. And then also the last but not least, you know what I'm saying, we have the bad company where you're hanging around people who, this is how people pick up bad habits. This is how people become crackheads. This is how people become dope fiends. This is how people become chain smokers with cigarettes. You know what I mean? They're around someone who was smoking a cigarette, so they decide to pick one up. Hey, let me try one. Or however it went down. You're around people where out of sight, out of mind. You ever hear that?
Well, I wrote a book, babes, on addiction. It's called I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumbass. Because almost 32 years ago, because you don't really know me, I was a dumbass. But now I'm a smart ass. So I get everything you're saying. And I'm listening to you, and I'm like, this is cool. This is so awesome. Everyone needs to hear your show.
Oh, well, I'm glad you tapped in, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad these are beneficial words for the people because we want the people to pick up as much benefit as possible out here so that we can move on and elevate to the next level. You know, we do a lot of complaining, but there's solutions for all these things, people, you know what I'm saying, and some of these things, the main solution is know what the four poisons of the heart is. If you stay away from these four poisons of the heart, this is a large step for all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And because what happens is we purify ourselves from all the darkness and all the hardness that we put on our hearts, from all the evil that we've been subjected to. We know where the evil is. It's just like if you're in the bushes or you're in the outback, you're somewhere where it's some landscape and whatever, and somebody says, "Hey, don't go over there. That's poison ivy right there." You know what poison ivy is? You know it's there. You know. So you're supposed to have common sense to avoid it. Don't stand there and complain about it and say, "Oh, I'm sick of this poison ivy being everywhere." No, just know where it is and stay away from it. That's it.
You're right. You're awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You're awesome.
So,
Thank you for this.
Yeah. So, and by the way, I love the poetry. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a man that, you know, definitely appreciates the rhyming of the words. You know what I'm saying? And any form of poetry, any form of line of words, whether it's smooth rhythmic tone along with it, or if it's a cappella or whatever, however we gonna do it. Bebop, hip hop, however you gonna get down with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how we doing it, you know what I'm saying? Also, I want to thank you for reaching out, you know what I'm saying? I also want to thank the internet radio station, you know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to thank you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? You know, to acknowledge what's going on here. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And you know, we open for questions out here.
Good luck, and you are awesome, and I'm so glad you're part of our family now.
Oh, appreciate it. The pleasure's all mine. So, yeah, people, this is what we're doing out here. We're taking a close glimpse at these things because, like I said, I'm a person who's been subjected to all these poisons of the heart where, you know, I would talk. And I would talk a lot of different things, you know, where, you know, I was, you know, being a big bad wolf, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but also jumping around like a lichen, if people are familiar with lichens are, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had my share of talking to smack, you know what I mean? You know, talking unnecessary languages and things like that, you know what I mean? I didn't really indulge in too much tale carrying or falsehoods or any of those things, lying or that. But, you know, sometimes I would talk real big Superman, super friends, you know what I mean, Justice League stuff to people, you know what I'm saying? I could back it up, but, you know, it's still these were things that were unnecessary to be said, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then I've said harmful things to people, you know what I'm saying? You know, threaten people real badly, you know what I mean? Telling people I'm going to roast their house down and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But you know, I learned from these things and learned that these speeches are harmful to myself and others, you know what I mean? Well, I will be held accountable for these speeches, you know what I'm saying? And these speeches can carry on. Where my speech can carry on and harm someone where it becomes another person's speech, you know what I'm saying? But check it out, though. We're going to get into the next track. Brother O, hit him with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's jam with it, brother.
We have come by way of the stars, by way of the Nile evermore. We have come speaking the tongue of the pharaohs descending from such. We have come in love of the ancestor. The struggle continues. Loving heart, strong son, firm fist. We are those.
We are evolutionists for justice. People try to front and call us prejudice. I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic radicals who put their hand in the candy dish to full of mint. Government, taste the thieves' descent. I heard you were a prankster, ultimate gangster, daytime shooter, nighttime shankster, the phone tapper, just a little dapper so you think. My color's blacker than it's pink. Descending from pharaohs who traveled the narrows and all of that are such. See me at the crossroad, pimp strut. I'm quite illogical, but never been a savage. Being scientific, but I never have to map it. I'm harder than the diamond that the Edomite steal. I'm never mythical. Divinity is real. Mind stays still, ever stable to the end. Nations begin. Black watch will defend. So now you raise the flag of the blood race earth. Freedom or death. And death unto birth. We carry on. Soil, crossroad walker, grapevine swinger of the pyramid stalker, making God music in sync with the universe. So here we go again, another brother verse, back into time on the banks of Nile, writing on papyrus, reading the dial, looking to the sky from the city beyond, counting to the nine, cause the mission is on. So not a lying connection, with cheese degrees, star never dimming, third eye ever sees, beyond dimension, beyond the soul, the label of your car inscribed on the scroll. So what you gonna do but ride to the scale. On your knees to the east, all hail the grand creator, the host and children. How could you think to conquer his dominion and exist? Coming from abyss, we are this. See the black fist, take a kiss. And from your earthly dwelling, you're dismissed. So can you dig it? Now with the key, back into the swing of reality. Divine principality, formalities are none. Son of a gun, I'm brother one, I am son. Enough. born in genetics. Anti-Semitic, ridiculous, chill. How you gonna copycat the pyramid's fill when a nation wears colors in respect of the build? Coming through the gap in the mountain on an elephant. The world does shiver, I'm the earthquake president. Walk the path and my steps remain. Back to the den, grab a hold of the mane. A leg bar. Meet me at the road, a following soul, young to the old. Walking in the path of the pure is not as easy as they contemplate, but I obligate to demonstrate. Without struggle, no peace, and surely no state of mind. And what kind of nation will become? Daughters and sons of what is, we have come. We continue.
Heru, Aleba, Osiris, Isis, Abraham, Solomon, Mohammed, is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key.
I was sitting by the river with my warrior's gun. A bunch of cave boys try to house my drum. I never bust a sweat because it's not at all tragic. Voodoo, running for my magic. I came across the sand on my face alone. Eating cooked meat while you gnawed the bone. Sitting by the fire while you're frozen cave. A bunch of silly thieves with the nerve to say you're brave. I think you're coward. Fighting systematically and chemically conniving. Said you never liked us, but it seems you're always trying. Try to say we're dumb, but it seems you're always thriving. From the science, so now I bear you. Sit, heed the words and raise the flag to prepare you for the coming of the ones that never fear you. Don't you know a brother like myself will only dare you to act foolish? We have come. Child of the sandbox, follow through the drum. We have come from with the mathematics sum. Now you wanna ask what's the dumb diddy dumb? For X. Shalom.
1990, the tribal weapon. Uh-oh. The nine.
Oh, man, yeah, man, that was wonderful, you know what I'm saying? That good Brother Jay and Professor X, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah, Brother O, we kicking it. Yo, check it out, though. We got next call in, calling in. We got the next call in, Q, caller two. Who we got on the line?
Hello, Clev One. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Uh-oh, from the Broad Street Bully side of things. Welcome in the building. Yeah, there we go.
I'm a fellow host, and I call for two reasons. First, I wanted to call in to just support your show. It's really good. I'm impressed. And next, I wanted to congratulate you on your WBNN all-time connection record, your first all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer and the first host to hit 16 million listeners margin in our storied history. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. I appreciate you guys. I love all the support, you know what I'm saying, because all we want to do is get to the people and reach out to them, you know what I'm saying, let them know that all this artificial intelligence is going on. We still have human intelligence going on, you know what I'm saying, and we want to give it out to the people and allow them to have it and utilize it for their families and loved ones and so forth and so on. You know what I mean? And I definitely appreciate all the love, you know what I'm saying, that I'm catching right now. You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. My battery is charged up.
I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of your show. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thanks for calling in and supporting, you know what I'm saying? Another Hall of Famer, folks, you know what I'm saying, giving the support, you know what I mean? We show love and support out here because we need it out here, you know what I'm saying? So here's the things that we're going to do here, though. We're going to connect all the dots. We got good people in the air. We got good people tapping in, listening in, you know what I'm saying? And we want people to know. We want people to be fully aware of these poisons of the heart. We don't want to skip over these things because these things are very important. And I'm quite sure that we all have people that we have bad company, people that we need to clip off and cut out of our situation and detach ourselves from. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, let's check and see who we got on next. We got caller three calling in, you know what I'm saying? I got the third caller calling in, tapping in, you know what I'm saying? Who we got on the line?
Caller, you on the line right now with Clef One.
We got
okay,
caller three
fine.
On the line. Did we lose it?
That's all right. All right. That's all right. Go to the next caller. Go to caller four on the line. Caller four, you on the line right now with Clef One. Are you there?
Yes, this is Ricardo Richard, Trenton Makes or whatever. I just wanted to call in and show my support or whatever. Congratulations on your record or whatever. And I just wanted to just chime in on as far as, like, I heard what you were saying as far as just being mindful, you know, the things that we say. You get what I mean? I had a situation, well, it wasn't really a major situation, but so I'm a teacher or whatever, and I had asked the kids, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, start, you know, asking the kids, like, you know, how they're doing, you know, something as simple as, like, how you're doing or whatever. And one of the children said that, you know, I was just like, how you doing? Like, how, you know, and the little girl told me today, she was just like, I'm sad. I'm like, why? She was like, because my mommy died or whatever, you know. And it just caught me off guard. You get what I'm saying? Like, it really caught me off guard because it was just a general, you know, and honestly, in that moment, I didn't really know what to say, but kind of just really try to hold the girl, hug her, you know, and tell her that she was loved. And the little girl, I was like, do you love yourself? And she like, no. And she's like, my mom left. And it just made me realize, for me, like, kids are going through a lot, people are going through a lot, and I think it's important, you know, just to check in, whether it's kids, you know, with how they feel, it matters. And just to check in with each other, because we never know what we're going through. And especially, like, with a kid or whatever, like, that stuff could grow, you know, into adulthood, like, if you don't address those issues early on. So,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
To check in with each other. I realize this is important to check in and really be sincere about the check in. You get what I mean? Like, because I was just asking her, but I didn't know that this little girl was really going to be so open with me in that moment, you know, and I was like, wow, like, this is heavy, like, you know, just me talking to her and just playing Connect Four with her, like, it changed her whole attitude, and I was like, wow, these kids, they're there, but they're not really seen, you know, they're just seen.
And there you go,
kids,
folks. And there you go, folks. So, this is an example of great communication, which, again, even with children, we have to understand that we'll ask children things and don't expect them to respond in the manner in which they respond. So we have to be ready for these responses and have the right comments to say, the right suggestions to have for them, but or just don't say anything, remain silent if you don't have the right thing to say because you could confuse the child. But, yo, we're going to get a little bit into that, you know what I'm saying, after Brother O blesses with the next track, you know what I'm saying? Brother O, can you bless us with that X-Clan?
Descending from the tribes of Africa, inspired by the great black leaders.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key.
Dynamic, articulate, perceptive, courageous, outspoken.
One man is not a nation, brother builds a clan, strengthens in the circle, creates the better man, the colors, the brothers, the key, the motherland, this causes to assemble this black band, red, black, and green are the colors of the flag on the rise, cause the nation shouldn't guide, I'm overflowing, as a compass, sons and daughters, knowledge leads the way, so I flow like Nas Waters, African, American, rebel of authority, majority, why I'm so-called minority, sometimes they ask me, why are you the rebel, is that the way you choose? Like a sellout, while society gets stronger and stronger, my race is weaker and weaker. Maybe I can make a difference through a mic and a speaker. So my lyrics flow different than a hip-hop bebop mic controller, who turns out to be the flop. My wisdom God-given, exercise quantum rhythm, power positive and strictly Bible. That's how I'm living. Fortress we establish, high so none attack it. Back to the ways of our mathematic blackness. They can't solve it, something they can't catch. Took respect of our lives, so now I'm snatching it back. Power flows in the nation, there is life in the key. Let us all bind together. Are you blind? Can't you see what's never seen? power, native to a different land. Originality, fact that I understand. A black bitch, black power, and a black man. X-Clan, take a stand with the upper hand. Using this as a gimmick, yo man, I'll catch you, fetch you. Keep my foot and then direct you in the right path. Suck attached, don't ask me about the aftermath. You do what, don't make me laugh, dummy. I am protected by forces beyond you. Think before you step before the rebels, silly mortal you. Wearing mother tags and you don't know what they mean. All you are concerned with is greedy man's green. Sporting your medallions cause they match it with your outfit. Your posse's wearing it, man, it's so illegit. Without definition, you represent the fraudulent. Blessed with blackness, but now you're just dogging it. Truth for truth and a man for man. Ignorance, take a pause, soon we'll all understand. Independence is one thing when unity is stronger. Know what to realize, oppression lasts longer. I'm just one man who fears for the worst. Cause if we don't take a stand, someone will step first and then.
No justice, no peace. Fuck Moses, Osiris, oh Isis. Patrice Lumumba, Malcolm X. Marcus Garvey, Sonny Carson, the Black Watch, Sissy. Sissy.
Folks, don't be sissies out here, you know what I'm saying? You hear Professor X out here telling you not to be sissies out here, man. Don't, you know what I mean? We don't do the coward stuff, man. That's how we keep getting being captivated out here, man. But check this out, man. We got caller five in Q, you know what I'm saying? Caller five. Yo, who we got on the line out here?
All right, caller five, you there? All right, we're going to go on. We're going to keep on moving. Caller number six, you're on the line right now. With Clef One and the ONE Host Intern Show.
What's crack?
Who we got?
Am I joined on mute?
Yeah, who we got on the line? All right.
NM the Great.
Uh-oh, we got NM the Great in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
NM the Great,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? What we got? What we got going on? NM the Great, you know what I'm saying? Can you tell the party people in the place to be who you are?
Oh, man, I'm one of Philly's greatest graph writers. I'm a big wall baller. You know, I've been doing this for decades, tapped in at all points with the hip-hop culture and with, you know, my city, Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to tap in with the club. What up with you, Cannon?
Oh, nothing, man. I was just blessing the people, you know, explaining to them about the four poisons of the heart. And what the four poisons of the heart are, the first one is excessive talking. Because when excessive talking, you could become a liar, a slanderer, a backbiter, or whatever the case may be, all the things above. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you miss
eating. And the second one is too much talking. I mean, too much eating. You know what I mean? Where this makes you feel lazy. It makes you feel laborious to things, you know what I mean, where you don't want to get up to work on time. You don't want to get up to pray. You don't want to do anything. The third one is uncontrollable gazing, where you see fat butts and you want to hit that, you know what I'm saying? And that ain't what you're supposed to be doing out here, you know what I'm saying? And they get you in trouble. Right. The fourth one is bad company, attending bad company, where we all guilty of having bad people that we need to get away from, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, these are the things, these are the spill that we got going on out here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, you know, what you think about that real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get to
the
next.
Sentence, you know, I agree with the sentence. I agree with the foundation at those points, you know. But, you know me, man, I believe things, you know, a manifestation of other things. So, for you to have any kind of poison in your heart means that there's a corruption in your mind. You receive so much through your mind, through your mouth, through your eyes, through your ears, you know, that there's a direct correlation between your mind and your heart. So, and your soul, you know, you feed your soul and your heart through your mind and your
oh,
eyes.
Yeah, that's good. This is deep stuff. So look, hold on.
My point is more preemptive about how that poison gets into you, how you're poisoned by those things, and how you get to that point. So, you know, I agree with those with those tenets about the four poisons of the heart. Yeah, but I also believe that it's a manifestation of something that's a little bit more insidious. It's a constant, daily, like, negative diet of all of these things that we see in our culture right now.
Absolutely. So we're going to get into that. Listen to them. We're going to get into that. You're further into that because these four poisons of the heart also has branches. So maybe you can assist me in these things a little later on. But let's get the next call on.
I feel like what I'm talking about is more of a root situation. I dig what you're saying, but not
listen,
not a...
Listen. We're going to get to it. But listen, we're going to get to it. Let's see who else we got on the line for real quick. We got another caller then because maybe they can add on to what we got going on already. You know what I'm saying? Let's check what we got going. Let's get them in here. Yo, we got the seventh caller in queue, you know what I'm saying? Seventh caller. Can we get who you are out here? Who are you?
Caller, you there?
We got seventh caller.
There he is.
Who we got in the building?
What's going on?
Uh oh, we got DJ Chill on the Wheels of Steel in the building. Sounds like DJ Chill is in the building.
I'm named Will of God, but before I talk, I got somebody else in the building, Little Somerville. Say what's up, Clef.
What's up, Lil Somerville, man? AKA
Little Somerville in the building, you know what I'm saying?
How you doing, baby? Listen. I'm on here. I like what I'm hearing about the four poisons in his heart, you know. Because that needs to be a tick. You know what I'm saying? Like my man said, you know, it's a wavelength between that heart and that mind. You know what I'm saying? That soul channeling, you know, that's either a force or it's a magnification. It's either a repellent or it's called magnify. So what you opening up to out here? You know what I'm saying? What you indulging in? Can you look at a person's body for a quick second and lower your gauge? Yeah, I mean, lower your gaze. Can you have a conversation with the person eye to eye, soul to soul, without leaping around in the flesh of particles that are unlawful to you until they were welcome to you? Can we walk down the street and meet each other and don't have a Tourette's moment because we were overwhelmed or what our eyes was overindulging in? Can we eat the right food sometimes? Where we go out and have these places, where we go out and have these places instead of, you know, the normal cuisine, what we have in our greasy spoon corner to corner that's corn-fed up to the point even the field mice don't even want no more. So what we eating? You know what I mean? Poisons. Chemicals. Chemicals do. They mind alter. Your body, your heart, as Nas even said, your soul. He said, put their soul, right? So,
yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Let's see. So Will of God, what you got for us on that real quick? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into a track.
Get him, all right. First of all, my voice died because I don't know.
Warm listening.
You never get treated like a prostitute on a full moon on the night of July the 13th of 2022. That's me right now. So my voice is definitely not a principality. So that means it's hurting, but it's cool. So with this conversation at all, just to make it quick and simple. Oh, wait a minute. Just because I might not be able to do it. Check me out on that show. I'm a fellow host, True Tarot, by Will of God, every fourth Friday of the damn month. God damn it, I don't know what my damn topic going to be this month, but you know it's going to be up. But with the conversation at hand, fulfill my dream one more time with the topic.
Say that
the
again.
The topic has four poisons. About
yeah,
heart.
we'll get to the topic. Yeah, the four poisons of the heart, but we'll get to the topic. Brother O, can you bless us? Brother O, can you bless us with the track, please? You know what I'm saying? We jamming tonight.
Brother J says, yuck. Straight from the temple of everlasting. Me, PXO, and the X.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling. Cleaning the pinky.
Hey, Brother J, I'm for a ride. Put the key to the ignition. And then...
Yes, yes, Blue, come on to gold. We're immortals through the portals, through the book folds. I'm going blackless to the east, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. B5 come to the tribal drum-drum. I'm sitting on my temple, just plucking silly mortals. Speaking peace of mind to my many sons and daughters. Getting loose, loose, as I release the juice. I'm more into the ibis, cause a simple mother goose can never hang with the words that ever cause a clamor. I'm singing raise the flag, cause I hate the spangled banner. Because you can't get with me, you label me enemy. Your comments on the mortal side. A label that's blasphemy more than I am. Puts the taste in the jam, puts the X in the clan, and puts the brother on land. It's like that, y'all. You don't stop, because the sight of the watch is sure to shock. From the beginning, from the beginning, is it winning? Is it ever? Unearthly resistance forever. You think your thief-based system is clever? It's a simplistic endeavor. I checkmate, terminate, never late. Contemplate, mind state is never fake. Hesitate to lose. No shoes ever do I kick around in boots. I simply drop a science that just speaks about the futures and our nature's flavor. Lacking from the clean, our dream for the younger. When will the raver take reign? Is it a joke or something you can't cope with? Devils keep avoiding. People keep on hoping for the move and groove. Put your dead body in the soothing mood. Don't need no air, no sex, and no food. The tool is mine to use. Blackwood Row.
Ah, riding the crossroad. Brother J on the wheel, Sugar Shaft in the back with Queen Nefertiti. Yo, J, push it to the full nine, and let's move soon.
Day to dark, 00 and a circle's degrees. Brother one makes up a system, bring oppressors to knees. I speak a language universal, check on how I use it. Dwellers of this planet, labeled it as music. I come and I go from where the land with the milk flows. Earthbound tomorrow's where they lack, the brother will know. I'm building temples made of many dimensions. Your logic and cosmic are not an extension. The many, many gather and they say, bro, yeah. Tell me the direction of the crossroad way. Up on the downstroke valley in the middle. On through the thorns as if you could ever figure. Nothing is balanced unless balance is a regular misplaced. Heed chaos to base. Some talk to doodle and Mr. Voodoo. I'm like the guru, your baby's doing judo. Why don't you just sit and contemplate on this? This is much more than your white boy disc or your fat gold chain. The wash on your brain, the fleas in your system. What then remains but a science that's deeper than deep? Nines are odd, harder than hard. So now the journey to God begins. From the blood to the greenness of earth. Elemental is my nature and the strength in my verse. And the zero to remain until truth is key. To release us from the shackles, Armageddon will be. It's like that, y'all. You don't stop. A sugar shaft in the house, you don't stop. A brother Dave funkin' lesson, you don't stop. A paradise architect, you don't stop. Professor X overseer, you don't stop. X-Clan in the house, you don't stop. Black watch for the justice, you don't quit.
Ah. Listen, with a diamond in the back, a sunroof top, a ride called Pinky, and a black boot to the pedal, pushing us to the full nine. We step to you in blackness with a gangster lean. By the way, Vanguard, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key in the ignition, Sissy.
Oh, man. Yeah, folks, don't be the sissies out here, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to close out with these things, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just come to a conclusion on all of this, you know what I'm saying? Verily, these foundation of the four poisons of the heart could be used as a foundation, as a toolbox for individuals. What's up, Ron? For individuals, you know, to utilize, you know what I mean, out here when they out in the wilderness, whether you're dealing with society, dealing with your workforce, dealing with your family, dealing with your neighbors, dealing with the people at Walmart, dealing with the people at Home Depot, wherever you at the gas station, you know what I'm saying? These are things that you have to keep in mind. You know what I mean? Keep your mouth sensible and have beneficial things to say out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that your diet is cool and you're leaving room for some oxygen and some exercise so you can get around. And then thirdly, people. Understand it. Don't be staring at people. Mind your business. Don't be staring at other people's things and belongings, especially when it comes to the women with the steak and potatoes hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And then fourthly, if you know you got to cut some people off and detach yourself from some people, get away from them. You know they ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're laying down with them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are the things that Clev One got to have for the people, you know what I'm saying, in order for us to be productive and mold ourselves into a better environment, mold ourselves into a better group of people, mold ourselves to people in which we are leaders in our situation. We're not looking for help all the time. We're not feeling like we have to be given something. We own it already, so take it and own it, you know what I'm saying? And those are my final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? But what we're going to do is we're going to introduce the grand man, Uncle Ngozi, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're going to introduce the uncle.
Hey, man, I love it, man. First of all, I'll put you back on ice for a second. But first of all, you know, the intuitive genius strikes again. You know, this young man has done a great job tonight just in his thesis, but also understand this. We got the all-time connection record as a rookie. Congratulations, Clev One, on his WBN all-time connection record with his first, you know, internship, mentorship brings forth greatness, a commitment to excellence. That's all I have to say. And now it's time for my commissioner. You know what time it is. The doctor.
All right. Wow, Clever One. I just want to congratulate you, first of all, on your first all-time connection record on your first night as an intern here on WBNN. Awesome. And the first host to reach 16 million listeners. That is so very awesome. I truly enjoyed your entire show tonight with the 4 points that you talked about. Wow. People that talk too much, people that eat too much. And then the gazing eyes and all of that stuff, and then keeping the wrong company. That was also very awesome, and it's also very true. And if people follow those pointers, guess what? They should have a better life. So thank you so much for this show tonight, Clever One. All right, now time for WBNN and Gozi time. Oh, but first, Sunday night, everybody, please tune into News Forum Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., where the topic is going to be the Wild Wild West and a country in unrest. All right? That's 9:30 p.m. Sunday night. I am the host and anchor of News Forum. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milebe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to WBNN intern Clev One.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot there. You know what I'm saying? You heard it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to the whole WBNN, you know what I'm saying? You know, with the warm welcome, you know, allowing Clev One to enter the building, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is a great feeling. We gotta group it up, people, and connect, rub the elbows and connect up so that we can do what we gotta do to make the situation different for us, you know what I'm saying? And because what we want to hear the people saying is about how all the great things that we're accomplishing out here, you know what I'm saying? And not worrying about what these other groups of people are doing, because guess what, folks? These things are mirage in the desert, and we don't want to pay too much attention to these things. We want to pay close attention to what we got going on, meaning this, if you got a body, you pay attention to your body. You know what I'm saying? You don't worry about the shapes of other people's. You know what I mean? Worry about yours. You know what I mean? You worry about weight, worry about height and all that. Worry about you. You know what I'm saying? And these are the things that we're going to work on, because if everybody works on themselves, guess what we do? We build the bricks up to stand the sticks up out here, folks. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know what I mean? I'm Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers. know what I'm saying, from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my team. Shout out to Grilled Party LLC. Shout out to UTS. Shout out to STK. Shout out to all my fans. Shout out to all we the Booze Brothers, y'all. And shout out to all my people who want to build up and structure the youth, you know what I'm saying, and help us generate some good population instead of the bad population, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we got out here, folks, you know what I'm saying? Check us out on October 1st, me and my homegirl Amina, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Amina. She said what? You know what I'm saying? We're going to be killing them on this masterclass with the love and relationships and recipes on how not to become heartbroken out here, folks. So, you know, check us out on October 1st. We'll be in Horsham 611. You know what I'm saying? And further information will be due for the people out here. Thanks, everyone. Thank you to WBNN. Thank Brother O. You know what I mean? Thank Lady Chinchilla. And we out, folks.